Blog Talk Radio.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the greatest of us all? The greatest, the greatest, the greatest, Jesus, the greatest. That you will ever make, even though he knew that you would take the bait, he finds a way to love us anyway. What makes you think that God don't have a plan? And if before he's there to help you stand, you made a flesh and blood, you're just a man.
Rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Hallelujah. Let us enter into his courts with thanksgiving, his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning and God bless you, everyone. We want to welcome you to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, November 29th, 2020. Now, I am so blessed to be the woman of God of this assembly, but as always, I'm being joined by some of my anointed family this morning, Spirit Alive family this morning, and the persons of Apostle Zeta Flowers, Evangelist Michelle Scott, Prophetess Kathleen Holloway, and of course, our speaker for today will be none other than Apostle Edwin Holloway. So again, on behalf of all of us, we are so blessed that you have decided to come out and worship with us this morning, and we pray that you will hear something on today that will uplift your spirits and really just bless your soul in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And at this time, we are now going to go to opening prayer and just invite the Lord into the midst of his service. Amen. Most gracious and heavenly Father, here we are, your people, just coming before your throne this morning, ha, with our hands uplifted, Lord, with praise on our lips, with worship in our hearts, Lord God. Just so ready, Lord, to give you us and just praise you and worship you in spirit and truth. We want to come thanking you, Lord, for bringing us thus far. We want to thank you, Father God, for all that you have done for us, how you've kept us. And we just want to come together now to give you the glory for it all. We pray for our speaker of the hour today, O God, and we pray for your people as they receive from the banquet table. May they utilize everything that they receive, Lord, for your glory. And it is in Jesus' name we do pray it all. Amen and amen. Let the church of God say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can I talk to you, Lord? I want to be singing your praises. I want to be singing your songs. I want to be dancing with all of my might, praising all the day long. Oh, Lord, whatever's unlike you, just take it in. Lord, I need you and I have no doubt. Move, Lord, oh, move in me. Move, God, stand for me.
I want to be
Hallelujah. Move in us, Jesus. Move in us. Thank you, Lord. You are listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, and we are so glad that you are here. It is now time for the meditational reading, which we usually have read by Mother Shirley Mitchell, but Mother has been under the weather, so we are just going to continue to lift her up in prayer, and we will continue on and go forth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I will be reading to you from this powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince entitled Destined to Reign. And today I want to share with you about life above the sun. Our focal scripture is John 10:10. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Pastor Prince says, when you are not enjoying abundant life, you will feel as if life is full of toil. In your heart, life is meaningless and empty. You feel like someone grasping for the wind, as declared in Ecclesiastes 2:11. It seems as if nothing you do adds up to much. The Bible calls this life, life under the sun. Someone who lives under the sun may or may not know God, but God is either forgotten or not the center of things in their lives. His thoughts are earthly, and he does things to gratify the flesh. In the end, he finds life depressing and unfulfilled. Life under the sun is full of despair. But this is not so with someone who lives above the sun with God, for life with him is filled with joy and pleasures at his right hand. Life is abundantly full and good, just as Jesus promised. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. When you live life above the sun, your thoughts are heavenward and you become Christ occupied. You live for him because you know that all things were created through him and for him. When you live for his glory, your life takes on a new meaning and purpose. God says, he is before all things, and in him all things consist. The Greek word for consist means held together. In Christ, all things are held together. And that is why when Christ is the central figure in our lives, we will have it together. Our minds will be held together. Our hopes and dreams will be held together. Our families will be held together by the cords of his love. Your life will not be empty, but full of God's goodness, because Christ in you, the hope of glory. It is a wonderful life. The life lived above the sun, and you will have an even more wonderful life to come in heaven. Our thought for today, when Christ is the central figure in your life, you will have it all together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just thank God for everyone, for the hearers, blessed are hearers, readers, and especially the doers of his holy word. So we just praise God this morning, and we are now just going to praise him a little bit more.
In my life.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's all right now. Since we have a relationship with our Savior, it doesn't matter what we're going through, we can have the blessed assurance that everything, and I do mean everything, is going to be all right. It is now prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, and this is a time where we come together as a family. Hallelujah. And we stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters around the globe. Hallelujah. And this morning, I want to invite you to stand, hallelujah, with the mighty servant leaders of this assembly. Evangelist Kathy Horton, Minister Tina Brown, Apostle Zeta Flowers, Evangelist Michelle Scott, Apostle Edwin Holloway, Prophetess Kathleen Holloway, and myself, as we go to the Lord. Because let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. Here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, we need for you to know something. We pray expecting God to move. We pray, hallelujah, knowing that we are walking in the it is already done zone. Because we believe in praying his word, hallelujah, and we know that his word never comes back void. So right now, we just want you to bow your head, bow your heart, clear everything out your mind, put your focus on the one that we came to adore this morning, King Jesus, and prepare to go to prayer with Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
I'm on. God bless you. I have to see some people to the door.
Amen.
God bless you, everyone. Praise
Good morning.
The Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, the praise songs have been wonderful, and now we're going to the throne of grace.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father God, we come to you this morning with thanksgiving, thanking you for all that you are and all that you do for us, your children. We thank you for blessing us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that thanksgiving for us is every day. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just thank you. We thank you, hallelujah, for what you are doing in our lives, each one of us. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for our families. We thank you, Lord, for just allowing us to serve you. We thank you for the privilege, hallelujah, that you have given us to call on your holy name, the name that is higher than any other name, the name of Jesus. So we just reverence you this morning, hallelujah, and we just praise your holy name, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we just lift up the world conditions to you this morning because we know that you are the one that can fix them. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We put our trust in you, Lord, knowing what you can do. So we ask, Lord, that you would touch this world, hallelujah, all over in the name of Jesus, hallelujah,
yes.
Every country, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Bless us, Lord, in our communities, hallelujah, oh, God, in our homes, hallelujah, oh, God, in our cities. We pray, Lord,
yes.
That you will help us, hallelujah, that you will raise up mighty warriors, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that we will take back what the enemy has taken from us, stolen
hallelujah.
From us,
yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless us, Lord, to move in your power, hallelujah, to move in your strength, God, hallelujah, to make a difference, hallelujah, in this world. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, strengthen us, help us, bless
yes.
us, heal us, in the name of
yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
That we will go forth, hallelujah, hallelujah, as you have called us to do, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, bless us to be your witnesses, in the name
yes.
of Jesus, for a dying world, hallelujah, for a world, hallelujah, that's doing all kinds of things other than following you. Praise God. Mm. Hallelujah. We just pray that you will draw your people, hallelujah, from the north, east, west, and south in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That many souls will come to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, a mighty harvest in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord, hallelujah, allow us to be used in that harvest of souls in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you will go in the hospitals, the homes,
yes,
hallelujah, where your shut-ins are, that you will go and bless them, Lord, that you will raise them up, hallelujah, those that that know you and those that don't know you, hallelujah, those that know you and that are confined, we pray, Lord, that you will lift them up this morning, that you will instill hope in them this morning, hallelujah, that you will use somebody, hallelujah, that will be bold enough, hallelujah, to go and tell them about you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, go into the prisons and to the jails and to the juvenile halls. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. There are some there, Lord, that are just waiting to be saved. And we pray, Lord, that you will touch in their lives in the name of Jesus, that you would raise them up in Jesus' name. In Jesus' holy name, we pray, Lord, that you will go in the White House, that you will straighten out things, Lord, that you will step in, hallelujah, that you will lead and guide in the name of Jesus, and that they will allow, hallelujah, for your guidance in Jesus' name. Oh, God, hallelujah, we just praise you, hallelujah, for all that you're yet going to do, hallelujah, we lift up, hallelujah, the speaker for the hour this morning, we lift up, hallelujah, Apostle Edwin Holloway this morning. We pray, Lord, that he will come forth with the anointing. Hallelujah.
Yes,
in Jesus' name, that we all may hear and that we all may be blessed. Hallelujah. And that some souls will be saved in the name of Jesus. Oh, do it, God. We know that you can. We pray that you would lift up Spirit Alive Ministries. Hallelujah. Lift up the founder, Bishop Shirlene Cook. In Jesus' name, continue
hallelujah.
To bless, continue to move, continue to allow to be a stirring, hallelujah. Oh, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah,
thank
through
you,
the
Lord.
Ministry, hallelujah, and through us, God, in Jesus' name. We lift up Mother Shirley Mitchell this morning.
Yes,
we ask,
Lord,
that you would touch her, hallelujah, that you would go into her home this morning, hallelujah,
yes,
that you would bless her, that you would raise her up, God, that you would strengthen
yes,
her in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that she that she may not even need the surgery, hallelujah, oh,
yes,
hallelujah, we know that a hand touch from you is sufficient, so we pray that you
yes,
would touch
Lord,
her body
Lord.
This morning. And anyone
yes.
else, Lord, that is ailing in their bodies this morning, we pray
yes,
that you would touch.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, even among us, Lord. Hallelujah, that
yes,
you would
Lord.
Heal us in Jesus' name. Oh, God,
yes.
that you would bless us, that you would meet our every need. Hallelujah, because you are our provider. Hallelujah, bless
mm-hmm.
us to walk in your abundance in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, forgive us this morning. Hallelujah, if there's any of us, hallelujah, that stand in need for forgiveness, I pray, Lord, that
yes,
you would forgive
Lord.
Us. Hallelujah, that we would look to you, Lord. Hallelujah, and repent. Hallelujah, and continue on. Hallelujah, in the way that you have made for us in Jesus' name. And we just
yes,
thank you.
Lord.
We praise you. Hallelujah, in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Hallelujah, lift up those that are on the prayer list in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah, those that have called in, God. Touch
yes,
them this
Lord.
Morning. Hallelujah, move in their lives, touch
yes,
in their
Lord.
Bodies. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We pray, Lord, that there will be a quickening of your spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, guide us in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, teach us. Holy Spirit, be with us in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we just thank you. We praise you right now in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen and amen.
Let the church of
amen.
God say, amen, hallelujah. That was a prayer
amen.
For us. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mm.
someone out there that is hurting. And I know someone out there that thinks they're worthless. I know there's someone out there that's heartbroken. And I know someone that lost their job and they ain't working. But I know a man that is able to fix everything you are going through. And this man, he is incredible. Give your problems to him and just let him go. There's some people out there
that really doubt him.
You gotta believe me,
I know too much about him.
You ain't got nothing to lose,
so just right here.
Can I get a witness to help me say he forgave me? Else they can do. Somebody has debt to the ceiling, and all your bills are due. But I know a man that is able to fix everything you are going through. And this man, he is incredible. Give your problems to him and just let him go. There's some people out there
that really doubt him.
You gotta believe me,
I know too much about.
You ain't got nothing to lose,
so just right here.
Can I get a witness to help me say he forgave me?
Great.
Then he delivered me.
Great.
Then he saved me.
Great.
You better preach. Say that word. It's hard to trust what I can't see, but God reminded me, you're not alone, have faith in me, I can do the impossible.
And glory to God. It is now time for this morning's banquet, the Word of God. Hallelujah. And this morning, the Word is coming forth from a wonderful man of God in the person of Apostle Edwin Holloway. So, my brothers, my sisters, get something to write with, to write on, and retrieve your sword, which is your Bible. Hallelujah, and prepare to be blessed as we receive from Apostle Edwin Holloway. Amen.
Good morning, everyone, all around the world. I come to you this morning I want to encourage the body of Christ. God is God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God of heaven, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, I come before your throne, God. Your people are hungry. They are looking for a word. They're looking for something. They're looking for you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. There are those who are believers. There are those who are Christians. God, the believers, I know believers are seeking you even the more. Christians, they do what they do, and that's it. But God, we that are hungry, we are searching you out, and we are going even further and further, God, with you. So, Father God, I ask you, Lord, to put a watch over my mouth and keep the doors of my lips, oh God, that I will say that which you would have me to say, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name we all said, amen and amen.
Amen.
I want to go to my first scripture, and I that song that was played, I praise God for that song. It said, preach. I heard him say, preach, preach. So I'm going to preach this morning and give you a ray of hope in all that is happening. I'm giving you a ray of hope. Acts, the second chapter. It's a familiar scripture. We read this, preachers read this all the time. We read it all the time. Acts, the second chapter, and I'm going to start with the 38th verse and read the 39th. In this chapter, this is the beginning of the church, the blood-bought church, not a building, but the blood-bought church. Jesus has gone, and he's standing on the right hand of the Father, and Peter and the rest of the apostles are up in the upper room. And this is the first message. This is the first message or sermon that was preached when they went up in the upper room. And it reads, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen. I want to expound on that, but I first want to say to all the new believers, welcome to the kingdom. I want to welcome the new believers and some that have strayed away and coming back. I want to say to you, welcome to the kingdom. Welcome to the kingdom. The God of our fathers has his hand stretched out to you, accepting you to the body. Amen. In this passage of scripture, Peter is preaching. And he told, and the people said, what must we do? And Peter said, repent and be baptized. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. God, when you come to God, He gives you a gift in thanking you for coming. Not too many people, not too many groups, when they invite you in, they give you a gift. I know those fraternities, I'm going to step on some toes. I'm sorry, I'm going to step on some toes. Fraternities and sororities, they don't give you a gift. You got to go through a ritual. You got to be beat. You got to be tasered. You got to go through all this stuff. But when you come to the body of Christ, you don't have to go through all that. God welcomes you, and we welcome you to the body of Christ. And Peter said in 39, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. The promise. What is the promise? Salvation. You're saved now. Now you have, and some of us that have been saved for 50 years, we have children. Some have children. We're still working on it. Some have children, some have relatives, and they're still hanging out there. But God made a promise that they shall be saved. They're going to be saved. God is going to reach his hand out to them. Now you're in the kingdom. Now God is going to turn and call on your relatives. Yes, it's for us who are believers to turn and speak to those. And I know we've lost some loved ones. Prophetess has lost our nephew because of the COVID. But we reached out to him. And we know in this last hour, we believe that he turned to the Lord because we talked to him and told him. So I say to you all, be of good courage. God is faithful. 1 Corinthians 1:9, God is faithful to whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. God is faithful. God will not tell you, will not turn you down. God is faithful. As we do what we need to do, the scriptures tell us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom. In other words, seek the kingdom. What is the kingdom? My title of this message is, now is the time for all good and holy men and women to come to the aid of the kingdom. What is the kingdom, preacher? You saying the kingdom. Okay, I'm glad you asked that question. The kingdom, the dictionary, American Heritage Dictionary says, a political or territorial unit that is ruled by a king or a queen. That's number 1A. Now, number 2 says, the eternal spiritual sovereignty of God. Now, if we go to Romans, the 14th chapter, and I'm going to read the 17th verse. And it reads, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. You just got the Holy Ghost. Now, along with the Holy Ghost, righteousness, not our righteousness, for our righteousness is the filthy rags. But God's righteousness and his peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. God is good. His
Amen.
The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. It's something that we say the kingdom of God. We can't actually put our hand on it. It's not meat nor drink. In other words, we can't touch it, physically touch it, but we can walk into it. It surrounds us. It's how we operate. It's how we operate. And God wants us to operate in the kingdom. Now is the time for all good and holy men and women to come to the aid of the kingdom. Come to the aid of the kingdom. What you mean, preacher, come to the aid of the kingdom? God's kingdom. We operate, many of us Christians, and I say this, and I say this with all humility, and I say this not to step on anybody's toes or make them feel bad, because I've come to encourage you this morning. I want everybody to receive. I want everybody to get something from God. I want them to know where they stand with God. You're in the kingdom. You have to come from your flesh. You got to get out of your flesh. You got to get out of your circumstance. I have this situation, and I don't know. Yes, you do know. If you know God's word, study to show thyself approved, a workman not being ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Yeah. God's word is true. Yeah. If we stand on God's word, we can move mountains. We can do we need to do. God has allowed the COVID to come. He allowed the COVID to come so that he could shut down some places. He could turn some things over so that we can get back to the basics, back to the basics. Now, the basics. I'm going to Genesis 1:27. I'm going to Genesis, the first chapter, verse 27 and 28. Verse 27 of the first chapter. This is in the beginning. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. In the beginning, he gave us some instructions.
Yes.
And the verse 27 reads, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female.
Yes.
Male and female. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish and of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. God has given man his instructions, and he put him in charge.
Yes.
Now we know that man failed God and did what he told him not to do. And so Lucifer came into being. Lucifer took over because man gave his right to be in charge to Lucifer.
Yes.
So therefore, something had to happen. And Jesus, the Word of God, came down through 42 generations and dwelled amongst us, and he came and preached, and he was crucified, and he was crucified to bring us back to our rightful state. So now as we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, as the meditation word was ministered today, it said, Jesus came that we might have life and life more abundantly.
Yes.
Abundant life.
Yes.
To come to the aid of the kingdom, we with abundant life must come to the aid of the kingdom. In other words, my friends, God does not want us to take our abundance and all that we have received from God. We don't take it lightly, and
thank
we
you.
Don't hoard it.
Thank you, Lord.
This pandemic, we have been in consecration. Many of us who love the Lord, I mean really love the Lord, and believers that stand on God's word, who've gone through the fire. I mean the old in spirit. I'm not saying old in flesh. Old in spirit. Believers that have, the troopers that have been through the flood, been through the fire, have been down the road and know something. We have been in consecration before God in this pandemic. Yes, we've been shut in, but we that know God, we've been before God and we're receiving something from God. Now, I say to you all, receive from God. And whatever God has given you, hold on to it until he says go. I was talking to another apostle last night, and she prayed for us, and she said she saw last week she had a vision, and she saw these men lined up, and it looked, and there was another person, and it might have been God, and he was handing them blueprints. They were rolled up, and he was handing each one of them blueprints. And we came to the conclusion that God was handing them their orders. He's handing them their orders. He's handing them their orders. In your consecration,
Jesus.
And in you getting something from God, he is going to hand you your orders.
Yes.
Men and women of God, you need to get before God, if you haven't, to get your orders. Because when this pandemic is over, the abundant life that you are looking for is going to bust wide open. You don't know. And I'm giving you a prophecy. You can take it to the bank if you want to. If you don't, you can put it in 513. God is going to be blessing those who have sought him.
Yes.
Who
yes.
have been seeking and crying out. When those that have been crying out to God for this nation, those that have been concerned, we coming to the aid of the kingdom, God's kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
We're going to come to the aid. In other words, what God is going to give you is going to catapult you into a new place, a paradigm shift. You're going to be shifted from where you used to be to a new place in God.
Glory. Glory.
Going to shift you into a new place.
Thank you, Lord.
And you have
to be ready.
You got to be online. It's like you standing in the stocks. You ready to run this race. And all of us, and you in the starting line, and you get down on your hands and your knees, and the master at the starting line says, on your mark. In other words, get on the mark. Get in your place.
Get set.
Get yourself set. Ready. And then he shoots the gun and you're off. Well, when God shoots that gun, you're going to be in the stocks. You're going to be ready. You're going to be ready when that gun goes off. Pow. And you are going to do what Genesis 1:27 and 28 said, especially 28, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue, and have dominion. Subdue, take dominion, replenish, multiply. You are going to be able to be a blessing to the body of Christ. God, if you will seek God, those who have not yet, please, I beseech you before the throne of grace that you will seek God with your heart. Not with your hand open. Gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Lenny and I've got plenty. No. You seek God with your whole heart. God is going to bless you, bless your socks off. And I say that as a prophecy. If you will do, you do. You say, who do? You do. Seek God with your whole heart. Seek him first. And God's word is true. You can take this word to the bank and you can stand on it. If he said you are healed, stay in that zone. Stay in that zone. Stay there. Keep decreeing the word. Keep decreeing the word until a manifestation happens. It first starts in the spirit realm. Then it goes to the natural realm. God said you heal, you heal. Keep on decreeing it. Keep on saying it. Keep on until it manifests itself. I know this word works because it worked for us and it worked for one of my spiritual daughters. She was on her death in the hospital and they were getting ready to put a toe tag, take her to hospice, put a toe tag on her foot. But she said, no, give me my medication and I'm going home. She was staying with her mama. She went home, laid on that bed in the back porch, and the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, told her to take her Bible. She was weak, couldn't hardly move. The Holy Ghost tells her to take your Bible and put it on your chest. And she did, and she kept believing and trusting God. She kept on reading the scriptures. She kept on laying there. But then the Holy Ghost spoke to us. We had just met her some months ago, and the Holy Ghost said, call her and invite her to Saturday prayer. We had to drive 2 hours to go pick her up. When it comes to the saints of God, it don't matter. It don't matter how far we got to go to get a soul. We'll go to Amen. The other side of the world if we got to pick up a soul.
Amen.
We went and picked her up and brought her to the prayer. And the first night she was with us, she said, I got to go up. It was 7 o'clock. We said, oh, she's not going to be able to hang with us. But God, she kept coming. She kept coming. And she kept laying in that floor and crying out to God. Now that sister is an apostle. And she goes to Africa every year. Every time God says go, she goes to Africa. She's got a ministry in Africa. God has raised her up. And I say that to encourage you all, that God, you seek God with your whole heart. God is going to do something for you. If God spoke to you and told you something that he was going to do, believe it, trust it, take it to the bank, and know that all things are working together for your good. Yeah, what the devil meant for evil, God meant for good, to bring past his covenant that much souls might be saved. God is going to do it for you. God is going to do it for you. It's for the kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
Now is the time for all good and holy men and women to come to the aid of the kingdom. Don't think about yourself and be stingy and be selfish. But what God blesses you with is for the kingdom. You to go wherever God sends you on your job. If it's your job, he places you on your job. Be the light on your job. Be the light. That's the kingdom. Be the light in that place that God sets you. It's your anointing. It's the anointing on your life. It's your peace.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
It's everything that's about you. People look at you. You are a written epistle. Mm-hmm. Read of men.
Yes, Lord.
You are the light. You are that person. What God gives you, you take that and run with it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Take it and run with wherever God sends you. Wherever God sends you, you take it and run. You take it and be that light. You go wherever God says, whatever ministry God gives you. If he gives you a ministry, he's got to bankroll it. Don't step out by faith. Yeah, go. Step out by faith. Do what you got to do. Ask God. If you seeking God in your consecration, God will tell you what to do. He'll take you step by step. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Your steps are ordered by God. You just got to step out and do what God says to do, and he's going to bankroll it. He is going to bankroll it. He's got to bankroll it, because if he told you to do it, then he's got to bankroll it. And believe me, I'm going to leave this with you. If God told you, be certain that old Slewfoot is going to come along trying to stop you.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna put some stuff in your way. He's gonna put some stuff in your way and tell you you can't do it. And look, you know, so and so, he tried it and it didn't work. Your grandfather, he was, and he got that, and look what happened to him. He died. It's always something. It's always something. And you gotta shake it off. You gotta shake it, and you gotta tell it. You gotta tell it. Say it is written. It is written.
Mm-hmm.
It is written. Go to the Word. Take them to the Word. Superman knows. Satan knows the Word.
Mm. Yes, he does.
So. I leave this with you. Be encouraged, my friends, all around the world. Those that are in other countries, all those countries that don't believe in us, believe in Jesus Christ as Lord, I want to encourage you as well to believe and trust God. Keep praying. If you got to go into your secret closet and pray, go and pray. God is going to answer your prayer. Well, he's going to deliver you out of that which you're in. God is going to do what he's due. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the word.
Yes,
I thank you that you are the great I am. You are the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace,
yes,
the Rose
Lord.
Of Sharon,
yes,
the Lily of
yes.
the Valley, the Bright and Morning Star. God, I thank you. And I give you all praise. I give you all glory.
Yes.
And I pray, oh God, that someone around this world heard and that they will
yes.
receive it and they will run with it. God, for God, you
yes,
have given
Lord.
Them a blueprint. And now that blueprint
yes.
is what you would have them to do. Oh, God,
yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for it, and I give
thank
you praise,
you.
Glory, and honor in Jesus' name. And we all said,
amen.
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 Back in the hands of the moderator.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
you, Lord.
Well, yes, indeed. It's back in my capable hands, the hands of the bishop. Well, it's your girl, and I just want you to know that this is my most favorite time of the service, because this is time, the time that we come together and touch and agree and just give God glory for what we have heard, and we testify to the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. So I just thank God for what we heard. It is time for all holy. He did not say prideful. He did not say selfish. He did not say self-absorbed. He did not say self-righteous. But the apostle said it's time for all holy men and women of God to come to the assistance of the kingdom. So the way this works is if you are in our chat room and you have a comment or a praise, just type that in. If you're in our sanctuary this morning, because that's exactly what this is, everything that's here on Sunday morning is designed to glorify God. There's nothing worldly about it. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to have you, if you'd like to just praise God for the message or the messenger, please press your 1, and I will kindly address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number, and you can get your praise on with the rest of us. Hallelujah. So, but in the meantime and until in between time, I will, do my executive producing over here, I am going to begin with the people of God from our minister family. So we're going to start with you, Evangelist Michelle Scott. Amen. Hallelujah. You come on in the room and touch and agree. Bless the people of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. All right. Bless her heart. Apostle Zeta, come on in the room.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank God for the message and the messenger. Praise God. It was a stirring message, a needed message. Praise God, because I don't care how we walk around and say we're holy, and I know that we are holy, amen, but
amen,
it should
be
shown. People should be able to see the holiness within us.
Yes.
And the holiness in us should make a difference that others will want to be holy.
Yes.
The one that we serve is holy. And he said,
amen,
be
holy. For I am holy.
For I am holy. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That lives within us and we in him.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. The message was great. He talked about so many great things that we need to hear and be reminded of. For one, it's time to really cry out and travail. We need to get on the threshing floor until something comes forth.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
We really, really do. Those of us that have been set apart, holy, know to do this. We know within our own selves and our own rights and what God has told us to do, and it just should be done. We should always
be
in that mind to consecrate, no matter how many times we've consecrated in the past.
That's right.
There are times we just need to set ourselves aside and consecrate some more. And as he said, you know, God will hand us over the instructions. I mean, we just need to seek his face. We need to know what he really wants us to do. And the only way we will go, he's already given us the vision. Hallelujah. Now, when the vision is given, we need to take that vision, hallelujah, and we need to run with the vision. And that means that don't lay it down, don't forget about it. He gave it, you know, let it continue to be stirred up in your mind and in your heart. Praise God. Continue to look to God for the next step, hallelujah, the next place, and the next miracle or whatever is needed to carry out his plan. Hallelujah. We need to continue to look to him for that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And whenever God gives us something, he said to step out, and that's what we need to do, step out in faith,
mm-hmm,
believing the one that told you to do it. Amen.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
So we need to just believe God and step out in faith. He said we will move mountains when we do that.
Uh-huh.
Praise God. And like what you said about now is the time. Now is the time. I heard an emphasis put on now is the time. Praise God.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. I truly believe that this message has stirred up a lot of people. I believe that this message is a blessing, a hope to those that really needed it. praise God, and I just praise God for what he's doing in the body of Christ and also in Spirit Alive. It was a message,
Amen.
And I could go on, but I know somebody else wants to share, so I'm going to get off. But let's know that all things are working for our good. Amen.
Yes, they are.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We just have to
Hallelujah. Stand
and do our part. Amen.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, my brothers and sisters, it is time. If you have not made Jesus your Lord and your Savior, now is the time to do that, because tomorrow is not promised to us, and we need to be using our time that we have left, redeeming it wisely. So what you need to do is do not delay. You know, give your life to the Lord. Ask him to come into your life and give you your purpose so that you too might be an asset, assistance to the kingdom, hallelujah, of God, because that's what, that's our ultimate goal. We don't get saved and sanctified and Holy Ghost filled just so we can walk around and say we're saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled. We do all that so that we can demonstrate the humility of God, the love of God, the peace of God, the joy of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
So that we can stretch forth and demonstrate that love on a daily. And you know what? It's not when we're just gathered together, but we do it when no one's looking.
Amen.
You know.
Amen.
We do it when we're not, when our name is not going to be on a program. We do it for love's sake.
Yes.
Just because Jesus loves us so much, he helped us out by dying for our sins. So we just want to help him out by bringing us and helping to point as many people to Jesus, to him as we possibly can. So, Evangelist Kathy, come on in the room and touch and agree, beloved.
God bless you and amen. I'm touching and agreeing. One thing about God's word, it never changes. It
sure
never changes. There's a way you come to. He says, I love this. God bless you to the apostle. It says, repent and be baptized.
Yes. That's
repent.
What it is.
First things first.
First things first.
Okay? Now, the Holy Ghost has fallen. These people want to know what's going on, but he had to let them know, wait a minute. You got to do first things first. You got to repent of your sins.
Yeah.
And not only that, you got to repent of your sins. You got to be baptized in the name of Jesus, who you crucified.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Okay, who you didn't believe in. This is what you got to do first. Then
Amen. Once
you do that, then you can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. See, there's God does things in order.
He
it ain't going to be our way. It's God's way or no way.
Or no way.
That's it, and
Amen.
That is all. It's just that
Amen.
Simple. And when
Amen.
You do this and obey him, he lets you know that your children would receive it also.
Amen.
And for
Amen.
The generations, if you continue to obey and do what God says, and those that you come in contact with. But also
what
I enjoyed was this. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
They want to forget the righteousness part, but
it's
you can't.
Righteousness, And all these things shall be added unto you. You repent.
Amen.
You get right with God. You get filled with
That's
the Holy Ghost. You obey him, and then all these things shall be added unto you.
Mm.
But just
Amen.
Get the main thing first is get your priority straight.
Great.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Know who holds your blessing. Know who's your source. And know how to live according to his word. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless the message and God bless the messenger.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm still scrolling. But in the meantime, we're going to ask Minister Tina to come on in the room.
Amen and amen. Glory be
Thank
to God,
you.
To Spirit Alive Ministries and the messenger. and the message today. We definitely know that right now we are all going through hard times with this COVID and the lockdowns, and the fact that we need to not give up hope and turn to the Lord. As the messenger said, we need to be ready to rock and fire, basically, with the orders that are given to us to be able to show people that there is still hope. God is our hope. He is our hope and our salvation. And for us to keep our faith strong, stay strong in the word, stay strong with our faith, and show others that it can be done, even in the midst of a crisis.
Yeah.
The Lord will lead us through no matter what. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and there is no end at this moment. We know that God is on the throne. Nobody can take him off the throne. And we, as diligent followers of Christ, just need to stay on our path. As the other speakers have said, we need to repent, baptize ourselves in Christ, and give ourselves to Christ full-heartedly, and the blessings will come if we walk by faith.
Yeah, in the name of Jesus.
And
yes,
keep
Lord.
True to ourselves in our faith, the blessings will come. Oh, ye have little faith. Those are the ones who always have the major issues in their life because they tend to, yes, but, instead of going, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Amen.
Right? We will get through this. God will see us through this, through his kingdom. We seek his kingdom. His kingdom is what we're after. And being a follower of Christ means we too daily need to be abundant in our, in our following of him by sticking to the word and being faithful to ourselves with Christ. Thank you so much.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Prophetess Holloway, come on in the room.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God
Amen.
Is good. I give honor to the Lord. And I just thank God for the word from Apostle. I never know what he's going to be preaching or sharing. But this is a wonderful message for us all. And out of everything that everyone has shared and said and what Apostle has said, that it's the first thing is you need to be saved. You need to
That's
know
right.
Jesus. And as we seek the Lord and he begins to bless us, then we can bless others. Sometimes it's not just blessing people with things, but we can pass the word of encouragement from the word of God.
Yes,
I just thank God for the encouragement today and the boldness. Of course, we know Apostle's bold, but we just thank God for the word today. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have been in the midst of a wonderful service. I am getting excited because the Lord is indeed pouring out his vision and some fine-tuning for Spirit Alive for the upcoming year. It is time to take no prisoners. The Lord does everything for us in excellence. So in the upcoming year, we're going to batten down the hatches and make sure that we do everything in excellence for him. Always. You know, we can't be late. We can't be sloppy. We're not going to be, you know, just nonchalant about how we praise him and how we do things for him. So in the upcoming year, I will be having a new minister's class. I'm going to be teaching our new ministers everything about ministry from A to Z, heart set, mindset. The whole shebang-a-bang, as they say, because if we're going to do something for the Lord, we really need to do it right. So I just praise God for everything that we've heard. I'm going to check on, we need to keep Evangelist Michelle lifted up in prayer. She had to go back to the hospital once again on yesterday. And so we are just keeping her lifted up. But precious one, are you, Evangelist Michelle, would you like to have a word, sweetheart?
Yes, Bishop.
Okay.
I just wanted to tell the speaker that the message was timely and powerful.
Yes.
And I wanted him to know that I know that as I was blessed, that the new convert had to be blessed. And I thank him for welcoming them into the kingdom, and also for welcoming the returning members back to the kingdom. That I thank him for the comforting words, and that his prayers were heard and they were concise. He wanted the to stay on topic, and he did just that. And the body of Christ, as he heard the comments from all the people here, that he stayed on topic, and he did that very well. And our flesh sometimes does, you know, try to take a hold of our circumstances, because when, you know, the flesh tries to take over our circumstances with deaths and sickness and things like that, and sometimes we let that take over and control. But we need to know that God is in control. And when we put God fully in control and we realize that he is all sovereign, then we won't worry about those things.
Amen.
All that other stuff is out of our minds. And then we will be on our post, even through the death, even through the sickness, even through the pain wrapped onto our body. We may not be 100%, but we'll tune in and we'll do what we have to do. No, we won't be 100%.
Yes.
No, we might not be able to speak, but we'll still be able to listen.
Pray.
I just thank God for your prayers. I thank God for him, for the message and the messenger, and I thank him for all of you guys. God bless you, Apostle.
Amen. We all love you, my dear sister. We're still continuing to keep you lifted up in prayer. Amen. Again, you still have time to add your praise, to touch and agree, because I truly believe it is in our unity and our demonstration of touching and agreeing that is powerful. And each one of these wonderful anointed servant leaders, you know, the message was phenomenal. The messenger was phenomenal.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Amen.
None of us are vain enough to think that we can reach everybody. So, you know, we praise God that we can come together. And maybe what Evangelist Kathy said might touch somebody's heart. Or what Prophet said might touch somebody's heart. On top of what they've already heard in the message. Maybe what Minister Tina said might touch another group of people's heart. We don't know.
Yes.
But we're trying to be as effective as we can for God's kingdom, because it really is all about him. It really is.
Yes.
So we want as many people to repent, to repent, to really, really, really take a hold of the gifts that Jesus gives us and live that abundant life.
Yes.
You know, we talk about the abundant life, but too many of us act like we're afraid to actually live it.
Oh,
we don't pray unto miracles. If God is dealing with the finished work, then why do some of us act as though we are afraid to pray for a miracle? You know, if some of us know that we have been given something to do years ago. And we still haven't done it, but it's still there. We shouldn't have to go rally around the truth, rally around God again and say, is this what you want me to do? He gave you that to do years ago. You know that.
Yeah.
So we just need to be about his business. We need to be, we need to be of aid to the kingdom of God. Now, God doesn't need our help. But because of our love for him, the kind of relationship that we have with him, we just want to help. You know, we just want to help. We just want to be like that Shake and Bake commercial. We just want to shake and help, shake out them sinful souls so they can get washed white as snow by Jesus. We want to point people to the kingdom and Jesus so they won't be relying on themselves. Huh?
Thank you, Jesus.
We don't want people to be leaning to their own understanding when we know that God and God alone is sovereign, omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. So we are here to just bless you. The man of God, I know he encouraged all of us, and I'm sure that all of you were encouraged as well. And because it was so plain, because it was so straightforward, I know there's some hands waving in the air right now. And, you know, I'm just so glad that all of you were in here this morning, whether you spoke or whether you didn't. Because, see, your spirit is speaking. Your spirit is testifying that you have heard the truth.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Your spirit is glorifying God right now because you know of some of that abundance that the apostle spoke of.
Yes.
And those of you that don't know, well, this morning you know how have hope. And you've been told how to step into your rightful place.
Amen.
And be the assistant and live the purpose God wants for you. So we just thank God for you all. We pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week and that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember that God loves you and so do we. Continue to have a beautiful and blessed week. We love you until we
bless
see
you.
God bless you, everybody. You were awesome.
Bye.
Bye.
God bless you.
God bless you. I love you.
We loved you too. Bye-bye.